the Vox Markets Podcast.
It's Friday the 9th of December 2022, and here are the top five most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform. At five, Zephyr Energy, award of grant funding. They've announced signing of an amended cooperation agreement detailing an additional $1 million US in non-dilutive research grant funding for the company. These funds will be used for data gathering purposes during the ongoing drilling of Zephyr's well in the Paradox Basin, Utah. At four, Oriole Resources, update on Thani Stratix Resources. Thani Stratix Resources has advised the company that it has now formally relinquished the Hodeen license in Egypt, accordingly an amount of £1.45 million relating to the carrying value of TSR will be written down in the company's accounts at year-end. At three, Agrico Limited, recommended cash offer for Crestchick. The boards of Agrico and Crestchick are pleased to announce that they have reached an agreement on the terms and conditions of a recommended cash offer to be made by Agrico for Crestchick at £4.01 per share. At two, Ectech, agreement of loan facility with Altair Group. The facility will provide the company with up to £2 million of unsecured loan with a term of 24 months from the date of execution, with an annual interest rate of 8% on funds drawn and outstanding, with interest payable quarterly in advance. Additionally, the company will pay a 2.5% fee for arrangement of the facility. And at one, the most read RNS on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from Argo Blockchain, November operational update. During the month of November, Argo mined 198 Bitcoin or Bitcoin equivalents compared to 204 in October. The decrease in Bitcoin mined was primarily due to an increase in the Bitcoin network difficulty in November compared to October. The company's total hash rate capacity continues to be 2.5 etahashes. For more details on any of these RNSs, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
The Vox Markets Podcast.